Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicki. How can I assist you?
Hi, Vicki. I have got this Icon watch, and I called the other night because I couldn't figure out how to charge it, first off.
Right.
And now I've figured it out, they told me, and I've had it on charge. Now I can't figure out how to turn it on.
Oh, goodness gracious. Okay. May I have your zip code, ma'am, so I can pull up that account, please?
It's 45732.
And your first and last name, ma'am?
Carol G.
Okay. Ms. G, could you please verify your shipping address for me?
6271 Hunter Don Road, Gloucester, Ohio.
Okay. Thank you.
45732.
And I thank you for that information, ma'am. Okay, you have the Icon smartwatch.
Yeah. Only it's got a stupid person trying to figure it
out. Oh, don't you dare say that. No, ma'am. I'm going to refer you to the customer website. And it has, and it's, let me see. Let me make sure this is the correct watch for the one that you have. You have, okay. Okay.
My brother even tried. He can't figure it out either.
How to turn it on?
How to turn it on, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there's a little thing in the face, but nothing is sticking out to push. I tried pushing that with the tip of an ink pen.
Right.
There's two places on the side that are, like, long, but they're not sticking out either. So
okay.
I just don't know.
Let me go to the, hang on just one moment. Let me, because this isn't the website I was trying to give you. Okay, Combined Benefits Digital Watch. There is a video that actually shows you how to turn it on. It looks like they're just tapping. Let me listen to this video, okay?
Okay.
Let me see if I can. Can you hear it?
No.
Okay. All right, just a moment. Let me start it over. It's an instructional video right here. Okay, it looks like you just tap it. Yeah, you okay, you're going to see it should be a circle. Do you see on the face of that watch? Well, if you can't get it to come on, you probably can't see the circle.
No. I mean, there is a little circle there at the bottom.
Okay, can you...
I'm tapping.
Hold it. Depress it and just hold it and then let it go and see if it comes on.
Nope, it's not doing nothing.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me start it over.
I really don't think I need this watch. It is pretty complicated for me.
Hang on just a moment.
I'm going to turn my TV down, too.
Just one moment. I'm watching the video myself. Wow, it's a nice watch. It's even waterproof. And you can link it with your phone. What I'm going to do, ma'am, is I'm going to give you the info. Let me turn this video off now. Hang on just a moment. Okay, I'm going to give you the website so you can watch the instructional. And just to make sure that the watch is not defective, I'm going to just reship you another one.
Okay.
Hang on just one moment. Let me get you another one ordered out. The mini pods work okay, though, don't they?
Nothing is working on it.
No, I'm talking about the earbuds.
I don't even get I didn't get no earbuds.
Oh, okay. Well, why is that? It came up when I hit reship. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, well, you should have gotten them because they're on your order. You were charged for them.
No, I didn't get them.
Okay, well, let me just reship that whole order. And I do apologize, ma'am, because that's... Cancel that.
Did you say your name was Vicki?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay. Well, you're doing a good job, Vicki.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Oh, okay. You were refunded the shipping and handling for the earbuds. You must have called to cancel those. That's what happened. I see where you were refunded at $5.95 shipping and handling for the Icon Mini Pods.
Okay.
Those are just like little, you know, little headphones, earplugs you stick in your ear. I'm not too partial to those myself. I'm used to the old-fashioned kind you put over your ears. I'm not too keen about putting anything in my ear.
I wear hearing aids, so I can't use
okay,
them.
Right. Okay. Okay, so I've reshipped that watch to you. You should have it within the next 2 to 4 days, Miss G. And I'm going to also give you, I wish I could email it to you, but I don't have that capability. But if you could write down this email address, I'm also going to give you an email support line where if you have any problems in the future, you can email them. And that this is directly to the company. What you're talking to now is a third-party call center, ma'am. So we just provide customer support. But I'm going to give you a direct link to the company.
Okay.
Okay, that email support number or address is C as in Carl, S as in Sam, then the @ gadgetsupport.co.
Okay, hang on. Gadget
support.co, C-O.
Shoot, I spelled support wrong. Okay, support. .co.
Yes, ma'am. And then I want you to see if you can, I'm going to send you the website where I just was watching that video at.
Okay.
Because I couldn't tell how she turned it on either. It's an impressive video. She's even running it underwater. But all I see is that little, it's a little circle, the one you said that you can see. And I'm not sure if that's what,
and see, how that's that's the one where I stuck the ink pen on it. Because it's not raised up, and, you know, like I pushed an ink pen on it, and...
So you said in the front of the watch, on the face of the watch?
Yeah.
Okay. It doesn't look like it. Let me look at that again. I see a blue-colored circle, like... Let me see. Let me watch it again.
This here is... on the opposite side of where you charge it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At the other end, by the other end of the watch. And then you have that one in the center of the watch on the back side, you know, where you have to put it on your, well, I've got the iPad, but I don't have a smartphone.
Okay. Okay, can you write this website down?
Sure.
The customer website is just Fitness Watch.
Fitness Watch?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that way you can watch that instructional video. I'm not getting anything more out of it than just seeing her operate. I don't see how she physically turns it on. But if I were you, just as a secondary means, I would try and email that support line and just ask them how you turn this thing on.
Okay.
You know,
is it fitnesswatch.com?
It's just Fitness Watch. The customer website just said, I'm pretty sure it would be .com, but all they have here is oh, I'm sorry. Wait. Yeah, it just says Fitness Watch. It doesn't say .com, but I would try that because, you know, it's a bunch of fitness watches. But I think more so than that, I would email the support line and just, you know, how I'm a customer, how do you turn this watch on?
Okay.
You can watch that video that I watched, that fitness watch video. They have a lady, you know, just showing you the different features of the watch. I didn't realize it had that many. It's a pretty cool watch. But, I mean, if you can't get it turned on, you won't be able to benefit from any of the features.
Right. Yeah, it won't do me any good if I can't get it working.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
So, okay, I will try that next.
Okay, Miss Gee, thank you for calling customer support. Look out for your delivery. And as I said, I just reshipped the watch back to you. It usually takes 2 to 4 business days, so you should have it Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. No later than Tuesday, I would say. And
okay.
if you don't have it by Tuesday, give us a call back and we'll give you the tracking number so we can track it for you. That you
okay.
know exactly when it's to arrive.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am, you're more than welcome. Ms. Gee, is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, you have a good weekend.
Okay, you do the same, ma'am, and you stay safe. Thank you for calling customer support.
You too. Bye.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.